You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Walmart apologizes for a political tweet that called Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley a sore loser over the presidential race.
Well, here's a big oops on social media. Walmart had on its Twitter feed, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." This was a message directed to Senator Josh Hawley, who said that he plans to raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. The company's apologized and says the tweet was mistakenly sent out by a member of its social media team who meant to publish it on a personal account. The tweet has been deleted, but Hawley shot back against Walmart, asking if it would also apologize for using slave labor and driving mom-and-pop stores out of business. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Millions of Americans are beginning to receive those $600 payments from Washington.
Some Americans may already have that $600 COVID-19 relief payment lawmakers agreed on in their bank accounts, direct deposited by their Uncle Sam. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said the plan was to start direct depositing those payments last night. Paper checks will start going out today. But after lawmakers agreed on that money, President Trump demanded it be bumped up to $2,000. Democrats said fine. Republicans split on the idea. And since they control the Senate, that's where it's stuck right now. If lawmakers approve it, the extra money will be sent to millions of Americans across the country. I'm Rita Foley.
The Metro Nashville police chief says his officers properly handled a visit to the home of the Nashville bomber more than a year before they say he detonated an explosives-laden RV on Christmas Day in the city's downtown. On Wall Street, the Dow by 74 points, the NASDAQ rose 20, the S&P advanced 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand. And it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code SALEM for 20% off. salemnow.com, promo code SALEM.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up. Now, let's show up. for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada officials say they are concerned about the Fremont Street Experience's plans for New Year's Eve, saying it does not comply with current state restrictions. Fremont Street Experience officials have declined to comment on how many people are expected or concerns that the celebration may become a super spreader event. Last month, Fremont Street officials submitted plans to host the New Year's Eve event with live music and possibly 10,000 people, but it was turned down by the Clark County Recovery Organization. Metro Police officials and other community leaders are urging you to follow COVID-19 health and safety protocols and be on the lookout for any suspicious activity in light of the Christmas Day explosion in downtown Nashville. Police officials say they guesstimate 200,000 people will be in town to usher in the new year. Last year, some 300,000 people packed downtown Las Vegas and the Strip. Las Vegas Boulevard will be closed from Mandalay Bay to Spring Mountain beginning at 7:30 tomorrow night. Also, the Springs Preserve is just one of the 30 drop-off points in the Vegas Valley to recycle your formerly live Christmas tree for free. Now, if you'd like to get more information and a list of all the drop-off sites, visit springspreserve.org.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. That's before Tropicana. The freeway right lane is blocked there. Also, you're slow through the Spaghetti Bowl both directions. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, 515 east at Main, and you'll touch the brakes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Valley Verde.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is hard to believe that we're only a couple of weeks into the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, it's amazing. 10 months into this pandemic, we've got not one, but two vaccines in production, in distribution. It is absolutely amazing. For more on the rollout of this COVID-19 vaccine, let's check in with Eric Hargan. He is a U.S. Health and Human Services Deputy Secretary. He is a board member of Operation Warp Speed, and he joins us. Eric, thanks so much for staying around the office a little late on a holiday Wednesday. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Can you give us an update? I know you had a big news conference earlier today with Moncef Slaoui and General Perna. Can you give us kind of an update on where we are in the distribution? How many vaccinations have we done so far? How many will we be doing before the end of the month?
So we have, and we still have been on target throughout this entire period to have distributed dose 20 million, those suspicion to vaccinate 20 million Americans. That's been kind of the projection for quite a while, and happy to say we are directly on target for that. I mean, there's only one more day left, so we really are. And then by the end of next month, We anticipate 30 million more Americans will have distributed doses to vaccinate 30 million more Americans by the end of next month, and then 50 million by the end of February, for a total of 100 million by the end of February. And, you know, obviously that's subject to any potential glitches in production. These things happen. I've been in healthcare field a long time. They do happen in distribution or in manufacturing, but so far so good. We've been able to hit our targets so far that, you know, starting on this operation back in April. So it's been really a fantastic story for the country, for our companies, our researchers and developers. It has been just a great thing that has really shown the optimism has been warranted for us in this entire project, which I sort of always think of as kind of a Manhattan project for medicine, for healthcare. And it has really fulfilled what we had hoped when thinking this through in the spring.
There are a lot of moving parts to this rollout. Can you talk a little bit about the kind of hiccups that you expected, maybe didn't expect? You had a couple of snowstorms that you were dealing with right. As far as distribution.
Those are the kind of things exactly. You have snowstorms. You have times when, you know, you come to a particular facility and a box of vaccine, you know, has not been delivered, or, you know, it goes to a different location. These things happen all along. I mean, we're using, you know, obviously our private sector partners, UPS and FedEx, you know, this is their business, is to be able to deliver these things. They deliver medical goods around the country every single day. CVS and Walgreens working with the nursing homes to get those shots into the arms of the nursing home residents and staff, skilled nursing facilities and assisted living, both. So, you know, we chose a different mode for those because it's a, you know, it's obviously a particular area where you have both the elderly and the medically frail, and we've seen so many outbreaks in nursing homes. There's got to be special efforts made on those fronts, and working with the states has been, you know, that they've been great partners in this, sort of setting up the plans, setting up the places where we deliver the vaccines to. So we get them, put them into the hands of our distributors and get them out there. And so far, so good. We've got millions of Americans vaccinated, as you had heard earlier this week from the vice president. And we've got tens of millions of vaccines that are distributed out there. And, you know, as soon as we'll keep updating those numbers as we get them. And it's rolling it's rolling production out of the companies, rolling distribution. So we'll keep pushing those out as we get them in the door. And also, while we could always have glitches in there in any part of this process, again, it's been a pretty good process so far, very good, frankly. We also could get some upside surprises in this as well. We've got two vaccines in late-stage clinical trials. The AstraZeneca vaccine, which you may have seen that Great Britain has already authorized, but we're still looking at the data on that. We've got a very we're pretty tough on safety in this country and in our government, and we want to make sure we got all the data that we need for that. But then at Johnson & Johnson, they're in the last stage of clinical trials as well, and we could see some upside surprises on that vaccine next month.
Are either of those of the variety where we pre-bought and they actually manufactured the vaccine before they got the approval? Are either of those a deal where we've got an inventory of vaccine from them?
We by the time we get there, we should have doses of vaccine in hand already. When we get closer, we do more production as we get more confident on the data and that we're seeing the safety and efficacy. Because the FDA makes the final decision, but the information is coming through. You know, the companies know it. You know, we're seeing it. We're hearing about it. So as we get more sort of confident on it, those companies ramp up their production and so they have doses in hand so we can do what we did this time, which, as you saw, we had millions of doses in hand and we're able to distribute over that weekend and start getting doses into people, you know, just days after the FDA authorized the vaccine.
Again, Eric Hargan joining us, U.S. Health and Human Services Deputy Secretary and a board member of Operation Warp Speed. There has been criticism across the nation from at least some governors, and even here in Nevada from Governor Sisolak, at the pace of distribution, that as we were promised this many, but only this many arrived. Do you understand where that's coming from? Are they in error? Or is there something that has delayed at least some of the distribution?
Well, there are always, as I said, there. First of all, it's good to hear that people are eager to get the vaccine. We're really happy about that. You know, as you know, there have, you know, we've issues of vaccine confidence and the rise of the anti-vaxxer movement. You know, we're very concerned that those concerns will limit our ability to get these vaccinations done. And we want to get that done so we put an end to this pandemic and return to our normal lives, which is the goal we all want here. So we will work every single time with the governors. All they have to do is reach out. We're in more or less constant communication with them, as are UPS and FedEx, to make sure that these get into the right place and get through there and into people's arms. We have seen, I would say, it has been a very good rollout from our point of view. We do know that people say, you know, I didn't get this vaccine at this time, and we've seen those hitches happen in the distribution process. That is in some ways to be expected when you look at millions and tens of millions of doses rolling out on this schedule, even though we're using, you know, very well, you know, distributors have great reputation to do this all the time. You know, as we all know from having things delivered in this system, there are always places where a day or two gets caught up, but by and large, I have seen very good results in terms of the distribution nationwide of these vaccines.
Eric, can you talk about what will speed up the distribution to the general public? And I know General Perna earlier today talked about a deal that you folks have made with, I believe, maybe upwards of 30 drug chains, CVS, Walgreens, people like that, Walmart, and that will that speed up the distribution to the general public?
Yeah, well, I think once we've gotten through these priority categories where people are, you know, the states set the plans that say here's how we distribute these and in which order, then yes, I think we will be wanting to get those vaccines much more broadly available. We have already been working with CVS and Walgreens on some of these specialized distributions, but yes, we're going to want those to get into people's neighborhoods. We want this to happen in the way that people normally do these things. In other words, in their pharmacies, in their doctor's offices, in their hospitals. So we want to make sure that rather than there being some specialized, you know, distribution point that everyone lines up for, we want to make sure that these happen just in the normal course so people have as much ability to get these things as conveniently as possible so that we don't sort of waste any time and people are able to get these vaccines and again get protected against this disease that has affected us all so terribly, both in our health but also in the lives that we're able to lead because of these lockdowns and the other responses to the spread of the virus.
I want to go back to something you talked about earlier, and that is the two others, I think Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. Are either of them one dose vaccines?
Yes.
If so, how will that change the dynamics?
Well, it obviously will make it easy to administer for these one-dose vaccines. And so, you know, we're anticipating that will speed things up. Also, to have two large companies with their production facilities coming online, if the FDA authorizes these vaccines safe and effective, then we're able to access a whole two more large pharmaceutical companies and their capabilities of production to bring more vaccines to Americans more quickly. So yes, these vaccines will change that because there's not going to be as much need for, you know, the two doses, meaning the dose and then the booster that we have for the two first vaccines. People won't have to sort of keep track of, I need to get the same vaccine 3 weeks or 4 weeks after the first dose, which is great. That being said, you know, there's just two doses. People are pretty familiar, I hope, with the concept of boosters from their own already vaccine experience with, you know, childhood vaccines and tetanus. People understand the concept of boosters. That's what we have here. And so we want to make sure that people take the vaccines we have now. We've got two vaccines that show 95% efficacy. That's great. That's a fantastic. Those are both great vaccines that we've seen so far from the point of view of efficacy. So they're very good vaccines. So people should take those when they have access to them. But yeah, it's going to make distributions easier when you have one shot. You know, that's one dose vaccine is going to be easier to administer because people are just going to be able to take the vaccine and, you know, and get immunization from just that one dose.
Eric Hargan joining us from Operation Warp Speed. As you well know, there's a possible change of administration less than a month away. How might that impact the delivery of the COVID-19 vaccine? And does Operation Warp Speed go away on January 20th?
Well, you know, obviously we hope that Operation Warp Speed does not go away. And you know, most of the people involved in Warp Speed are not political appointees like yours truly, but they are career employees of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense. They're private sector partners. They're not going anywhere. So, you know, the vast bulk of this operation, as we've set it up in the administration, is really going to be done by the regular government employees and our private sector partners. So there really should not be any interruption whatsoever of Warp Speed and all the good work that it's doing because of a change of administration. Also, you know, I've been helping work on transition at the department, and the incoming administration has received dozens, I think at this point, well over 100 meetings and conferences with HHS. So they are getting themselves up to speed. They've done a lot of work on transition, and we've done a lot of work on transition with them to make sure that they're prepped and they can walk in the door on day one seamlessly. So hopefully that's going to take place, and they have the right people in position. But hopefully we've set this up again with most of the people being involved should be able to just have continuity of this and keep this great success going.
In our final minute, do you get a sense, and I know you're not Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, but you've been with this, the run-up to these vaccines for the last months. I got to ask you, when can we get back to normalcy? When can I start throwing away the mask and hug somebody and kiss somebody?
You know, here's the thing. I'm in the same position you are. We all want to get back to normal. I think what we're going to see as we go forward here, and again, I'm not a clinician. I'm not an epidemiologist, but I have been around a while in this sector. You know, I think, you know, you see 100 million Americans get vaccinated by the end of February. That's a substantial portion of the American population. If we can keep the steam up in that, or even, God willing, augment it with more vaccines coming online, I think we could see this really put an end to. You know, we'll hopefully have everyone vaccinated who agrees to be vaccinated, wants to be vaccinated, by the end of June. That's a real possibility. That's not an ironclad prediction, but that's a real possibility. When you look at like how well things have gone so far, that is what I earnestly hope and pray happens. And at that point, when everyone's vaccinated, we start seeing a real decrease in hospitalizations, in cases, and mortality. That's when I think people start blowing the all clear and saying, we're done with this. Now we can move on with our lives.
I'll tell you, that'd be a great New Year's resolution to be done with the masks and the social distancing and all of that. Eric Hargan, thank you for all you have done. I know you you will probably be leaving the administration on January 20th, but thank you for your work at Health and Human Services and as a board member of Operation Warp Speed. Hopefully we will get back to normalcy soon. Hope you have a great new year. And
you too.
And somewhere down the road, I'm sure we will reconnect. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Happy to do it, and Happy New Year to you and everybody.
There you go. Eric Hargan, a U.S. Health and Human Services Deputy Secretary and a board member for Operation Warp Speed. I wanted you to have that information from somebody on the ground that knows what they're talking about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is the Wednesday before New Year's. Oh, my gosh, the last Wednesday of 2020 on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, General Manager of Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 2020 has been a tough year on all of us, especially here in Las Vegas. But we are confident the next year will be much better. On behalf of our team, I want to personally thank each and every one of our valued customers for visiting us through these very challenging times, and want everyone to know that the health and safety of our team members and customers has always been our highest priority. And I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what is the strategy of the White House and the Trump campaign? Trump senior advisor, Jason Miller, you've seen him on TV. I think we've had him on the show here. He was on Newsmax last night talking about what the strategy will be in these final weeks. Here it is.
So let's talk about Wisconsin, where Mayor Giuliani, who's leading the legal team, actually filed a Supreme Court case this afternoon that said that we've identified over 50,000 ballots in the state of Wisconsin that were cast unconstitutionally. What it means by that is in Article 2 of the Constitution, it makes very clear that state legislatures and state legislatures alone set up the voting systems for each state, the codes and the way that they're conducted. And what we have here is we had over 20,000 ballots that were cast without actually having a application on file that were the mail ballots. Wisconsin's very clear, very specific. You got to have an application on file. They didn't require it by fiat.